Okay, well, we're right in the middle of Miami week here, so it's really been, had several days now to study up on these guys. I think that, Dolphins are doing a lot of things well. Impressive team. I think they're well coached. They're really sound. Been real impressed with them in the kicking game. I think Penn's done a good job for him returning. They got a lot of physical coverage guys, guys like Trusnik and Vernon, Spittler, Wilson, Moore. Real good group there, good group of specialists. Defensively, I think they're led by that front, very explosive front with Wake and Meese, Vernon, outside and inside, Stark, Solei, Odrick's playing well. I think a lot of those guys are having as good years as they've had. Experienced linebacker group. And a lot of good players in the secondary. They put a lot of pressure on you, a lot of different blitz packages, as well as having a lot of good players up there. Tough to run against. Good on third down, good in the red area. Like I said, they're well coached. They give you a lot of different problems. And, offensively, I think that their offensive group kind of continues to play well, get better each week. Some young players there that are gaining some experience. But they're certainly a talented group, a couple of good running backs, solid offensive line, long, pouncy, incognito. It's a real solid left side they have there. Fasano's always done a good job for him, continues to play well. Hartline's having a career year, really explosive player. Bess, always know what kind of problem he's been for us. Tannehill's done a good job and giving him some spark, and he's really a smart guy. You can certainly see that by the way he runs the offensive team, their audibles, the way he controls line of scrimmage, gets them in and out of plays based on different defensive looks, things like that. They put a lot of responsibility, give him a lot of responsibility there, and I don't think he has any problem handling it. They're a solid team all the way around that can run the ball, stop the run, throw the ball. They're a good pass defensive team, very good in the kicking game. And, just be a big challenge for us down there this week. We need to go down there and play well in all three phases of the game. And hopefully we can do that.
Obviously, you guys will be outside today, but have you given any consideration at all to go inside and jack up the heat just to sort of simulate what you might see on Sunday? Forecast calls for like 80 or something, typical South Florida weather.
Yeah, I don't know if we could get it 80 in there. We'll be outside on the grass. And that's best setup for us right now.
With Devon Bess, first, what are some of the skills that he brings at slot receiver that maybe other slots don't? Whether it be Amendola, who I know you didn't see when you played them, or even Wes, or what are some of the things that Bess does that are unique to his skill set?
He's quick. He's got good speed. He's got good hands. Smart route runner. He's got explosive one-step quickness. Hard guy to tackle. Strong. He's good balance. He's hard guy to match up with one-on-one. And he's tough after the catch. And he's obviously smart. He does a lot of different things, different positions, or put him in motion, timing him up on different releases, crossing routes, pick patterns, option routes, things like that. So he's a good player.
Is slot an interchangeable? And I know that there's many different guys who can do it. Victor Cruz probably does it different from Wes and other guys. But is slot receiver almost a position unto itself that's different from wide receiver?
Yes. As is the slot corner that plays that position on the other side of the ball. Yeah, it's definitely different.
Interchangeable. Sometimes I think I've looked at it and said, well, I look at the game in 2009, I think, when Julian Edelman went in, second game, hadn't played a lot of receiver yet, like 8 catches for 96 yards at New York. I said, well, it's not as complicated. It's easy to do, to replicate what the other guy does. Am I inaccurate in that?
Well, I think it's a little bit of a different world in there. I mean, there's a lot more people involved. you have linebackers, you have safeties, you have corners, you have sometimes defensive linemen coming out in blitz zones. You have different combinations of coverages, and it's really important that that receiver and the quarterback see things exactly the same. When to keep going, when to slow up, when to stop, any kind of option routes, when to, you know, which way to break, when to come out of it. It's it takes some work, and the visual communication between those two players is, I think, more difficult. Not saying it's easy outside, but there's more variables inside. And again, especially when you get into like option routes and decision making, you know, if you're just going to run 5 yards and run across the field, I mean, that's, you know, fairly straightforward. Although there are some, you know, do you go over, do you go under, do you slow down, do you speed up, do you stop, do you throttle? What, you know, what are your rules? What tells you to do what? And most importantly, it's got to be exactly what the quarterback thinks you're going to do, so that, you know, you don't go behind the linebacker when he thinks you're going in front of him and it looks, you know, it's a bad interception and that kind of thing. So I think there's a lot to that. Yeah, I think it takes a lot to play that position.
Bill, can you talk about Reggie Bush and the challenges that he, you know, presents as a running back, a dual threat, really, in the passing game and running game, and even in some respects return game?
Yeah, absolutely. He's a dynamic player, and I think you got to know where he is whenever he's on the field. He could be in the backfield, out of the backfield. They could hand him the ball. They could throw him the ball. And he can get it a lot of different ways. He's got good strength for his size. I mean, I'm not saying he's a fullback, but he runs with good power for his size. He's got great quickness, got great speed. But he can run through tackles. He can run around people. You know, it's similar to Spiller, that type of player. Very hard to match up with in coverage. He's a tough guy to defend. You got to know where he is. I mean, there's no question. You can't you know, line up out there and not know whether he's in the backfield or offset or out of the backfield. You got to have an awareness of him. He's a, you know, he could take the ball on any play, be a check down or a handoff or a screen or anything, and, you know, go 60, 70 yards. So it's, if you make a mistake on him, he'll make you pay for it.
What makes an inside linebacker effective at blitzing? Is it timing? Is it instincts?
It could be a combination of all those things. It's players come in all different skill sets. They can all be effective. Timing, size, speed, quickness, technique. Like any of those. Or some combination of them.
Have you liked what you've seen from Brandon Spikes in performing that role?
Blitzing. I think he's a productive blitzer.
Mm-hmm. Which of those elements does he possess?
Well, I think he's instinctive. He's definitely has a good feel for either the play or the way he's going to be blocked, sometimes both. And he's tall. He's long, which can be an advantage relative to backs that are picking you up, shorter backs, the length can be an advantage. He's a powerful guy. So, you know, he has several things working for him there.
Bill, 2 years ago, 8-0 second half of the season. Last year, 8-0. This year, 3-0. That's evidence, not coincidence. What is it about the organizational philosophy that allows for this kind of second half success?
I don't know. I don't really concern myself too much with what happened in the past or didn't happen in the past. I mean, right now it's just worried about Miami. Hopefully we can do a good job and go down there and play well Sunday. I don't think what our record was 2 years ago really has anything to do with this week's game. So we'll just try to focus on what we can do to play well this week. And
it does seem to be, though, that your teams always improve, especially over the second half of every season.
Again, we can look back at other years and talk about them, but I don't know whether that's true this year or not. We'll see.
Bill, obviously, you're always looking to improve. Do you feel like over the last couple of games that you guys are starting to click a little bit, playing Grady all through the game?
Well, I think we've done some things well in the last couple of games. I don't think that really has any bearing on this game. Different team, different matchups, different schemes. It's all different. So whether we did or didn't last week or some other year, I don't think really matters.
Bill, I know that each week the game is not cannot be understated, the importance of winning that particular game that week. But this week it seems to be even more intensified by the fact that it'll help you seal the division and kind of set you up for postseason. But has that had to be even addressed this week by you and with the players?
Well, I mean, it is what it is. But, yeah, we all know that the fewer games there are, the more important they become. So with each game, we play one less, and each one becomes bigger. So that's obvious. You know, 16 games is 16 games, but now there's five left, so it's five-game season. And this is one of five, so this is 20% of what we got left. You couldn't say that a few weeks ago. And I'm sure they'll get bigger each week as we go. So, yeah, we know it's a big game. Miami knows it's a big game. There's not many left. Got two games against our division rival here. So this is the first one down there. We know it's important. Hopefully we'll be able to get down there and play our best football this year. That's what we're looking to do.
I know it's a game-to-game approach, but do you try and compartmentalize the season into quarters, you know, the first four games and the second four, the next four, the last four?
Not really. There's nothing we can do about the first four, the last four, the next four, or any other. You know, it's the only thing we can do anything about is the game we're playing that week, and that's Miami this week. So next week, and last week's, that's in the books. Win or lose, draw, whatever it was, it's done. It doesn't matter. I mean, it matters, but there's nothing we can do about it. So let's move on and try to improve from week to week, look at the new challenge, and be ready to go against that opponent. That's really all we can do.
Bill, it's been a little bit of time since Mike Sherman's been in the NFL. Do you see a lot of familiar stuff from his Packer days mixed with maybe some stuff he picked up on the college level?
I think there's no doubt that they're a West Coast-based system. That's clear. But I'd say that really over the years that offense has evolved to being unique to whoever's running it, whether it's Mike Holmgren or Andy Reid or John Gruden or Shanahan or, you know, whoever it happens to be, Mike Sherman or McCarthy. Yeah, I mean, they all kind of have their own, you know, they've adapted it, especially in the running game. Some of the elements of the passing game are the same, but as it's gone to more of a one-back league, that's, you know, changed some of the passing game. That was a lot of two-back passing in the old West Coast offense. That's been modified. So certainly there's carryover from what Mike did at Texas A&M. Certainly there's carryover from what Joe did at Green Bay. You know, how exactly that breaks down, I don't know. You probably have to talk to them, but I would say that there are elements of both. You know, I mean, there's a lot more check with me or audibling or changing the play, whatever you want to call it. That was really never a part of, like, Bill Walsh's offense. They would maybe audible once a game, maybe, against a blitz look. That wasn't their system. That's different now. Green Bay does it. These guys do it. So it's, you know, again, it's evolved. But I think each one's a little bit different.
Pretty good centers in this division, you know, with Mangold. How do you think Pouncey compared to the...
Good, very good. Yeah, very good. Strong. You know, he's a 300-pound guy, but he plays stronger than that. He's got very good playing strength, good hand strength, good punch, athletic. You know, he had a play last week against Seattle. They're in a shotgun. They ran a crack sweep. And he pulled, and he was easily out in front of Bush on the play by, you know, 4 or 5 yards, blocked the corner. I mean, he looked like a fullback running out there, maybe better than some fullbacks. So he, you know, can run. He's got good quickness. He's tough. He does a good job in the pocket of what I would say cleaning the pocket, guys who are tied up with other rushers or other blockers, he comes in there and, you know, knocks them down and gives the quarterback room to step up and throw. So, you know, he's athletic to get out in space on screens and pulls and get up to the second level on linebackers. He's strong enough to handle the down guys that are on him. He sees some big players line up over him. He's quick enough to reach them. He's a good finisher. The shotgun snaps have improved. So he's one of the best centers in the league. Like you said, Mangold, you know, those two guys are, I mean, are probably as good as we face. You know, Wood's a good center. I mean, they're all good in this division, but Pouncey's, you know, he's done a good job for him.
Bill, you're so focused on what's next and what's coming. Does that make it difficult to sort of step back and appreciate some of the things that you've accomplished, like in the division, the run you guys have had in the division just in your tenure, for example?
I don't know. We can look back on it maybe after the end of the season or some other time. I don't know. But right now, it's just I don't really care too much about some other year or some other week or some week later on this year. Those are really pretty insignificant right now. I think we got to try to take care of the business at hand, and that's the Dolphins. So all the rest of it's maybe there's a time and a place for that some other time. Okay. Thank you.